Israeli army bulldozers moved into the Gaza Strip today and destroyed dozens of Palestinian homes and shops. The operation touched off a fierce gun battle between Israeli soldiers and Palestinians. It's been nearly a month since Israeli and Palestinian leaders accepted the terms of a U.S.-brokered ceasefire. Each side blames the other for preventing the truce from taking hold. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
At least five Palestinians and three Israeli soldiers were injured in today's gun battle, one of the heaviest since the announcement of the ceasefire almost a month ago. Palestinians say it began when Israeli troops and bulldozers entered Palestinian-controlled territory in the Rafah refugee camp near Gaza's border with Egypt. They say more than 150 Palestinians were left homeless by the demolitions. Israel says it has military control over the territory. An army spokesman said the buildings destroyed today were abandoned and had been used as bases for attacks on Israeli troops. Yesterday in Gaza, a suicide bomber blew himself up near an Israeli army base, although there were no other casualties. Tensions in Gaza have run high since Saturday's killing of 11-year-old Khalil Mughrabi in the area of today's gun battle. The houses destroyed today in Gaza were the second large-scale Israeli demolition in 2 days. Yesterday, Israel demolished 14 houses in the Shuafat refugee camp on the northern edge of Jerusalem. The Knesset Interior Committee today held a contentious debate on the subject. Jerusalem Mayor Ehud Olmert, who attended the debate, said the houses were built without permits. Palestinians say it's virtually impossible to get permits to build in East Jerusalem. Israeli security sources are warning of a new wave of terrorist attacks, including car bombs and suicide bombings. Yesterday, there were huge traffic jams surrounding Israel's international airport after warnings of a possible car bomb. Dozens of people left their cars on the side of the highway as they tried to make their flights. Israel's now recommending passengers arrive 4 hours before they're scheduled to depart. As the situation on the ground continues to deteriorate, some Israelis and Palestinians are calling for a return to the negotiating table. Palestinian officials today said Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres held a secret meeting with the head of the Palestinian Legislative Council, Abu Ala. He told Peres the Palestinian Authority will arrest militants planning terrorist attacks as demanded in the Mitchell report. Palestinian Information Minister Yasser Abed-Rabo says that despite almost 10 months of violence, most Palestinians still support a return to the negotiations, which began in 1993.
The chance is there, but we need once again to revive our spirit and our capabilities and to insist that we will choose no other path except the path that we started 8 years ago that was interrupted.
The Jerusalem Post newspaper today reported that the Bush administration is sending the new Deputy Assistant Secretary for Near East Affairs, David Satterfield, to Israel on an open-ended mission to get Israelis and Palestinians back on track with the ceasefire. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.